Backers of the part of the bill which includes infrastructure improvements and ecosystem restoration on the Upper Mississippi River say it's vital to transportation of manufactured and agricultural exports. Mark 2000 is a group that's pushed for rebuilding seven lock and dams on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois waterways. Spokesperson Paul Rohde says his group has fought hard to get the measure passed.
We have an infrastructure that was put together from the Works Progress Administration back in the 1930s, and since then, it's performed admirably, but really has been underfunded and not received the attention that it has warranted because it has performed so admirably.
Rohde opposes some U.S. Army Corps of Engineer reforms and amendments offered by U.S. Senators Russ Feingold and John McCain. But they're amendments the Sierra Club says are needed to keep the Corps from pushing costly projects like this when they're not needed. Member Barbara Frank of La Crosse says scheduling and other mechanical measures could improve shipping without spending billions.
Reasonable things to do that should have been done before. We also can't imagine why they're unable to schedule. And I know there's a rush once those crops come in and move down, but other industries, you know, you don't fly in an airplane without knowing the schedule or ship on it, and the same with railroads. We think there's no reason that the barges can't do that as well.
The Water Resources Development Act was overwhelmingly approved by the House in July a year ago. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.